Thank you.
Correct.
Correct. Very correct. Okay. So I began my talk with the definition of subdiagonal algebra. So we here let N be a monomial algebra. So this is just a weak star close to C star subalgebra on some B of H. D is a monomial subalgebra of M, and E a normal faithful conditional interpretation from M to D. So here I just remind you that a conditional interpretation means that AXB is equal to E of X and B. So A is in D, B is in D, and X is in M. Yeah. Like in the classical case. A normal means the continuity with respect to the weak star topology. Faithful means if E of X is zero for X positive, then X must be zero. So this is just the extension to the non-commutative case of the classical conditional exploitation in the probability theory. So here we have a subalgebra A, the weak star closed. So A is a weak star closed, the subalgebra of M. In general, A is not self-adjoint. So A is called a subdiagonal algebra if the following three conditions are satisfied. So first one, so A plus A star, so A plus A star is weak star closed in M. So here A star is odd X star with X in A. Okay. So A star plus A is closed weak star dance in M, and E, the condition expectation E, is multiplicative on A. The last condition is A inter A star is D. So in this case, D is called the diagonal of A. Okay. So this the theory, this notion was introduced by Alverson in the late 60s. In fact, this the theory of subdiagonal algebra was introduced and developed by Alverson in the late 60s in order to give a unified theory of non-self-adjoint algebra. So, before going further, I give you some examples, concrete examples of subdiagonal algebra. The first one is so now M is the an infinity on a unity circle. A is the subspace of all bounded analytic functions on the unity disk. So the H infinity. Then D, in this case, D is just the subspace of all constant functions. Okay. So the theory of rank of subdiagonal algebra in this special case is reduced to the classical theory of Hardy spaces on a unity disk. The first, this example can be extended to the vector valued case. Now we consider matrix valued and an analytic function. So now M is an infinity of all bounded and bounded functions with values in N by N matrix, and A is a subspace of analytic functions. So in this case, D, the diagonal D is just again the constant function, and the conditional interpretation E is the integration against the Lebesgue measure on the unity circle. So this example, in this case, the theory was extensively studied also in the literature, especially by Harrison Lodenslager and Masani, Vinny Masani. The last example, the last one example is concerns the triangular matrices. Now M is B of A2, and A equal to T is just the subspace of all upper triangular matrices in M. So D, in this case, the diagonal D is the usual diagonal matrices. Okay, the condition expectation E is just a projection onto the diagonal. So this example can be extended to a more general setting, namely the next algebra. Okay. So these are three examples studied in the literature. In this theory, there is a fundamental result. For the classical case, for the Hardy space, we know every analytical function in Levenhulme class can be factorized as two parts, an inner part and outer part. So here, fundamental result improved by Avanson is this kind of inner-outer factorization. So with some assumption, we can prove that for any x invertible in our Vernoulli algebra N, we can find a unitary U and an analytic element. So now A, we can see, just think of the all element in A as analytic function. We can find the analytic element A, which is also invertible with inverse again in A, such that X is just the product of U times A. This corresponds to the classical Zagel factorization theorem. So in the classical Hardy space theory, this theorem plays also a very important use in the theory of subdiagonal algebra. Here I don't mention the condition necessary for this theorem. One essential assumption in this result is a certain kind of maximality, which I remind you now. So the subdiagonal algebra A is said to be maximal if A is not properly contained in any other subdiagonal algebra B with respect to the same conditional expectation E. So in this inner-outer factorization, the most important condition is that A is maximal. And another condition is M is finite, but the finiteness of M can be reduced to some other condition. As the most important is the maximality of A. Often proved in the same paper that any subdiagonal algebra A is contained in unique maximal subdiagonal algebra denoted by A max. He then asked the question is whether every subdiagonal algebra A is automatically maximal. All now examples of subdiagonal algebra are maximal. So this is a question supposed by Avsen in his fundamental paper 67. So is a subdiagonal algebra A automatically maximal? So only 20 years later, Excel gave a partial answer to this question with the condition that M is finite. So if the Vernoulli algebra M is finite, then the answer is yes. So here M is finite, that means M has sufficiently many normal threshold states. So in the general situation, the question is still open. Now I'm coming to some more recent result in this direction. So, yeah. In 1998, G, Uwata and Sato proved the following theory. If A is maximal and phi is a normal physical state on M such that phi is E invariant. So this condition means that means phi is E is invariant on the condition of perturbation E. Then the algebra A, the subalgebra A is invariant on the modulo group of phi. So here's the modulo group, you just think in the special case. If M has a trace tau, so now phi, if phi is a state in M, so this is A1 of tau. So the modulo group, that in this case phi can be represented as it is some D in A1. So D is positive, some operator in A1 positive, such that phi of x is just the trace d times x. Okay. Then the modulo group of phi is dit x d minus it. Okay. So this is a special case. In fact, a general case can be reduced to such a situation. So the modulo group is, so this some unitary group in M, so modulo group is implemented by this unitary group in M. So they then ask the following question, whether the inverse is correct. So that means if A is sigma phi invariant for any E invariant normal state phi, is A maximum. Okay. The result of this talk is to give a positive answer to this question. So the answer is yes, and in fact we can obtain something more. So the theorem is the following. So assume there is one normal faithful semi-finite weight phi such that the following two conditions, it satisfies the modulo group of phi commutes with the condition of interpretation. And the second one, the sub-diagonal algebra A is invariant on the modulo group, then A is the maximum. Okay. So for, if you don't know what that means, right? So you can just forget this notion. So in this case, you replace the weight by a normal faithful state. Okay. Also, this one remark about, so if you compare this statement with the question in the posed by G Owada and Sato, so you can hear the condition. So now we don't. In that statement, we don't assume the state phi is E invariant. Here we have the state phi is E invariant. So this condition is stronger than the first one. In fact, by some classical result of Alan Kahn's, so if the state phi is E invariant, then its modulo group commutes with the conditional expectation. So as a corollary, we get another partial solution to Avogadro's question. If the Voronoi algebra is finite, semi-finite, then every sub-diagonal algebra is automatically maximum. Okay. So in the rest of this talk, I'm trying to explain you the idea of the proof of this theorem. The proof The main idea of the proof is to reduce the general volume algebra to finite volume algebras. So this reduction is possible because of a reduction theorem due to a Hagel group. So here, so the main ingredient of the proof is this Hagel group reduction theorem, which consists in embedding any volume algebra in a large volume algebra, which is a kind of inductive limit of increasing sequence of finite volume algebras. So also all these finite volume sub algebras are the range of conditional expectations, normal conditional expectations. So here is a picture. So we have our volume algebra M equipped with a normal faithful state phi. Now we can embed M in some larger volume algebra R. R is the cross product of M with this group G. Here G is a discrete group. And also there is an increasing sequence. So Rn of volume subalgebra of R, which whose union is weak star dense in M, and there is a normal faithful, here phi n is a normal faithful conditional expectation from R to this this volume subalgebra Rn. On the other hand, M can be, so we can go back to M, but another conditional here phi is another normal faithful conditional expectation. So here R is the cross product of we support Mx on H. So H is a complex Hilbert space. Then Rx on A2G with values in H. So R is generated by the following operators. So pi of X is defined by pi psi of S is sigma minus S phi of X psi X and lambda T applied to psi S is psi of S minus T. So here psi is a sequence in A2 G of H. X is in M and S T are in G. So this we have these two family of operators of pi. In fact, it's very easy to check that pi is pi is a normal faithful representation of M on this new Hilbert space A to G of H, and the lambda is just a translation. So we have the following so pi lambda and pi satisfy the following commutation relation is pi of sigma t phi of x and lambda t for any x t. So this condition implies that you will consider all finite linear combination of pi x and lambda t, x in M and t in G. All this linear combination is this one is just a star subalgebra. or in B of A to GH, then R, or the cross product R, the cross product R is just the weak closure of weak star closure of this star subalgebra, because the construction of the cross product is very easy. Of course, later you have to prove many fundamental results on this theory. So this is the definition of R, and Rn, the definition of Rn is more complicated. You have to construct Rn in way. In fact, each Rn is the centralizer of some positive of some normal faithful state. So in this case, Rn is automatically finite because we have a finite, because only there is a normal faithful finite trace. So and the sequence Rn is increasing, and the union is we start dancing R. So this is the first level. So how to embed M into a large volume algebra, which is good in some sense. Okay. In fact, the original intention of a Hacker group is to approximate to any AP space based. So his non-commutative AP space based on non-commutative type 3 volume algebra by those associated to a trace. So this now we find some more application of this reduction theorem due to Hacker group. So this first level about M, then we have to embed R, the subdiagonal R, and also the diagonal D into this large volume algebra. And second level we have R, so A. So now we embed A into. So we have seen that all linear combination or such linear combination is a star subalgebra if X in M. Now you will consider just all those X in A, we can form another subalgebra. So A in this case A hat in this picture in my diagram, A hat is just the weak star closure finite linear combination. Of pi x and lambda t. Now x is in A and t in G. I take the weak star closure. Okay. So this is A hat. We're going to show that A hat is a subdiagonal algebra. So with A, so this second level, the last level is the diagonal D. The diagonal D is the cross product of D and the group G. We have also now we can restrict the Rn to take the intersection of Rn with A hat and Rn with S. So we get this Sn and An. All these concerns, the algebra and the subalgebra, but in our definition, we have another element, another object. What is important is the conditional expectation. We have the conditional expectation E from M to D. We have, in this case, for this reduction possible, we have to extend the E from R to S. So E, this extension, so E can be, E hat, is defined in the following way. So we have pi x lambda t is equal to pi of e x times lambda t. Okay. So we only need to define e hat for all such element because of this commutation relation, and R, because R is just the weak star closure of or finite linear combination of these elements. So this E hat, then we have to prove that E hat is a conditional a normal phase for conditional expectation from R to S. So this is not it's not hard. So we now the picture is accompanied. We have a new monomial algebra R and a new non-self adjoint sub algebra R hat and another monomial sub algebra S. We have a new conditional expectation from R to S. Now, we have to show that in this new situation, R hat is a sub-diagonal algebra with respect to E hat. So this is the first lemma. So A hat is a sub-diagonal algebra with respect to the new conditional expectation. So I just show that the intersection of A hat with A hat star is the sub-monomial algebra S. So for this, we use the metric representation of operator in cross product R. So if X is in B of A2GH, then we can represent X in this matrix form. We have the coefficient XST indexed by the group G. Then X is in the cross product if and only if there is a big X, now is a function from group G to the monomial algebra M such that S XST is expressed in this formula. So from this formula, we can prove that if X is in A hat, then the big X of T is in A for all T in G. Okay, so the check of this is not so hard. In the same way, we pass to A hat star, we can prove this the same result. So X, in this case, X, the operator X is in A hat star if only if the big X is a function with values in A star. So we get the intersection of A hat with A hat star coincides with the sub-monomial algebra S. Okay, the monomial algebra S from this formula. So this is now this is the first level. Now we have to reduce. So the main idea of this proof is to reduce to finite monomial algebras. So this R is not finite, but R has an increasing sequence of finite monomial algebras. So this is Rn, sequence Rn. So now we have to go back, we have to go down to Rn, okay, to this column. You will go to this column, we have to prove the Rn. So Rn is an is the intersection of A, is of A hat with Rn. We have to prove that AN is a sub-diagonal algebra with respect to the intersection of the conditional expectation E hat to Rn. So this is second. The second element in the proof. So AN is a sub-diagonal algebra with respect to Sn. So S, that means with respect to the conditional expectation E hat with respect to Rn. So I change my, so you see, we have, yeah, every time we have to check three conditions here. I just check An plus An star is weak star dance. Is weak star dance in the monomial algebra Rn. So not we. So we are given an operator X in Rn. We have to show that X is a limit. Then, so here a limit of some Ai and Bj with Ai and Bj in in An. So we began, because now X is in Rn, then X is also in R. So we use lemma 1, the first lemma, so we have, we can, X is a limit, a weak star limit of Ai plus Bi star. Then we use the condition adaptation. You see here phi N, so phi N, X is equal to X in Rn, so X is equal to phi N of X. Because phi n is normal, so we can put phi n inside the limit. So here is, I forget a star here, okay, is phi n of ai plus phi n of bi star. So now, we have two shells to check that a star, the a hat. So a hat is also invariant on the condition adaptation phi n. This can be proved. So finally, we have to prove the weak star density of a n plus a n star in R n. Okay. So in this picture, we so I come back to this picture. We have checked almost all we need. So a hat is a subdiagonal algebra, and a n is also a subdiagonal algebra. Now Rn is finite. Now Rn, so we can apply Excel's theorem. So this not yet. Rn is finite. We have to prove this. We have to prove that A hat is maximal. So this is almost the last step of proof. So we use another result by Alvinson. He characterized the A max, so we are given for any subdiagonal algebra, there is a unique maximum subdiagonal algebra A hat. So A hat is given by this formula. So A hat is all X in M such that E A X B is equal to 0 if A B in A with condition adaptation B of B is 0. Okay. Now we use this characterization to show that A hat is maximal. So we must show such this inequality. Just one direction, and this direction is obvious. So we take the operator X in this maximal subdiagonal algebra, then we project X to the smaller one. So we began here. We began with operator X in A hat. Then we project X to the smaller one. Okay. Smaller one. We have to show. So we have to show this Xn belongs to the subdiagonal algebra A n. So this can be checked. This can be checked with this characterization. So the proof is here. Now we are in this finite case. Now Rn is a finite von Neumann algebra. So we have X in max A hat, in An max. Now An max is maximal because of Excel's theorem. So Xn is in A hat. Okay. In each level we have Xn is in A hat. Now we have to go back to the subdiagonal algebra A hat, so we use a limit procedure because this condition, this sequence of conditional adaptation is associated to this sequence, increased sequence of von Neumann subalgebra which are dense, weak star dense in R. That means that implies for any X in R, we have phi n of X convergent to X in the weak star topology. So the element X, this operator X belongs to A hat because A n, each A n, so I just remind you that An is the intersection of A hat with Rn. So each Xn is in A hat, and A hat is weak star closed. So the limit X is in A hat. So that proves that So this shows that A hat is maximal. So if A hat is maximal, then we can conclude very easily the proof. So the final step of the proof is, so we have to show, now we have two sub-diagonal algebra in M. So we have A, we have another A max. A max is the unique maximum sub-diagonal algebra containing A. So we can apply the same procedure to A, max. So we can apply the same procedure to A max. So we get A max hat. So this is A max. So A max hat. So this is a new sub-diagonal algebra in the cluster product. Okay. But this one contains A hat, but we just show A hat is maximal. So these two sub-diagonal algebra must be equal. So we get, so in this case, we get A hat is equal to A max hat. Then we can go down to A. So we get A to get A max. So that ends the proof. That's all. Thank you.
I think this was apparently the last question of this conference. I would personally like to thank Gillian Stassi.